Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Zechor Miriam from the Chavetz Chaim, a new Perek Yudalit, Eitzah Lihinotzum and Gehenim Shin number 58, and Eitzah from the Chavetz Chaim, how to save yourself from Gehenim. Who wouldn't want to hear than Eitzah from the Chavetz Chaim, how to save yourself from Gehenim. Of course, Gehenim is a place no one wants to be in, no one wants to go. We'll be discussing a little, but what is Gehenim? What is Gehenim that we want to save ourselves from? We always hear Gehenim, Gehenim. He begins with the Maimer Chazal, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks a question to Klal Yisrael. He says, "Bini, im tirtzu lihinotzu min Gehenim, if you want to protect yourself, save yourself from Gehenim, shimru atzmechem milashon hara. Make sure you don't speak any lashon hara. Guard yourself not to speak any lashon hara. Don't be involved with any Lashon Hara. Don't listen to Lashon Hara. If you do that, you protect yourself from Gehenim." Okay, good. Next. Done. Next to new topic. The Chavetz Chaim has a question. The Chavetz Chaim has a question on this Maimer Chazal. Who doesn't want to be saved from Gehenim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking a question. If you want to be saved from Gehenim, then don't be involved with Lashon Hara. Of course, everybody wants to be saved from Gehenim. So the Chavetz Chaim has two approaches, two answers to deal with this. First approach, he suggests that a person who's lazy, person who is lax with shmiras lashon, with speaking lashon hara, because he says it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's a sign of one of two things. Either it's a sign that he's not afraid of the Eish of Gehenim, he's not afraid of the fire of Gehenim, or it's a sign that he doesn't believe in the mitzvahs of Hashem. Who simen mufok shebedaitoi einoi misyare mi'eishai Gehenim. That he doesn't believe in the fire of Gehenim. Oy she'einem maimin shehi mitzvahs Hashem. Or says the Chavetz Chaim, the person doesn't believe that Hashem says, don't speak Lashon Hara. And therefore, he's mafker himself. He makes himself hefker. And he speaks whatever he wants. This is the beginning of Perek Yudalit. Mitzvah Hashem will continue to discuss a little what is Gehenim that we want to make sure we avoid it.